Why, hello there. And a happy Merry New Year-ish almost to you-ish.
Yeah.
It's almost flu-ish.
Yeah.
What?
You all right? I don't feel good. Fuck your face.
Oh, I didn't realize you didn't feel good. Fuck face.
I don't feel good.
Did you get fucked in your face? Is that why you don't feel good?
No.
Oh.
My oldest daughter decided to go a couple of days ago to get sick, and then she passed that on to my wife, and now I have.
That's not okay.
Yeah, no.
Wow. How's everybody?
Yeah, chat looks good. They look
good. Yeah, let's take a quick look. See look
happy and healthy.
Happy. we've got Josh. We got Biker Trash. We got Daniel Bishop. That name seems familiar. It might be from comments on videos, or maybe she's been in here once before. Not sure off the top of my head. Jansen, Blaine, Pappy D, Neo. Pappy D. Oh, Burnsy, part of the original crew.
Brian Burns.
Arlene's in here. Arlene seems to enjoy our humor. I don't
know. Hello, Arlene.
I don't know if you're aware of that.
Shelly Rowe.
Kiyoshi.
Shelly Rowe.
Yep, Shelly Rose in here. Lane.
Lane.
One Old Buzzard. We're all very jealous of One Old Buzzard's flight simulator setup. Yeah. Correct. Tim's in here. Did I already say Neo? Cool Kid's here.
Kooky. Cool
Kid, also one of our originals.
Thank you, Biker. I appreciate that. Let's see. I will try. Neo, thank you as well. I will try.
People, you are one of our people. Send AJ again. Oh, fuck AJ. He's fine. He's fine.
I hate you.
I absolutely
hate you right now.
Of
his flight sim and his.
Well, beard. Yeah, he does have a man's beard. Hey, Fenrir chick.
Fenrir chick.
That is definitely new. Catherine's back.
Hello, sweet. Catherine. Fenrir chick.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Over on the Twitches. Over on the Twitches. Very nice.
Boy, I could hardly read.
See that shoe? It says Adidas.
Hey, there's Jessica Cole. Jessica Cole gave us some wonderful news last night, which I'll get into a little bit in a little bit. I forgot what the fuck I was gonna say.
Ogre's just jealous because he wants hugs. Yeah, well, he's a bitch. So I mean, Hogan's a winning crazy.
I feel like that's really not nice to say.
Yeah, well, sometimes the truth ain't nice.
I hate you. So I signed in tonight. I signed into instead of here. Oh, okay. She normally catches us on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
In the Twitch.
Well, thank you for giving the watch and follow and all that stuff over on the Twitches. Appreciate that.
Yep. We only need 45 more.
Why are you guys flipped? Because Ogre's failing at life and he needs to get fired.
That's a good point.
There you go. You
I don't like being in the I don't like giraffe. Being in the prime position here.
You like fucking giraffe. Go ahead. What was the good news you had there, bud?
It wasn't good news. It was I signed in tonight to StreamYard. I wasn't even on fucking screen. I was just trying to get an AJ's like, fuck you, fuck your face. Like my face wasn't even on screen yet. And he just started fucking attacking me. I don't know why he would be upset. I mean, I went over and visited him today.
I hate you.
See how he was doing.
Shut. You didn't even fucking know I was sick. Fuck your face and all your feelings and eat a dick. He gave me these.
Yeah, but that's going to help clear out your sinuses.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Look yeah, that is kind of cool. Yeah.
Goes right through the fucking box. Oh, well, I guess I got to throw it in the garbage. It's not actually there.
No, Jersey. No.
Dude, I smelled these fucking things.
Oh, really?
I opened the box and just went. And I went. And then I looked at the back of the box and I started reading off the names of the flavors in front of my children. And I said, well, this one's the sure. And I was picking out each one.
Oh, shit. Look at this cocksucker. At this he's at work too.
Look at this fucking guy. Look at this fucking guy. Anyway, so I was reading these fucking flavors and I was taking out each bean according to the color on the chart here. And I said, Sriracha. And both of the girls went,
That's not bad.
And I said, Jalapeno.
That's not so bad.
And the younger one went, And I said, the next one's Cayenne.
That's okay.
Sounds hot. I said, yeah, it's a little hot. And I said, habanero. And they went, oh. Yeah, then there's one more.
Hello, Mike Hall. What's the last one there, AJ?
They went, what's the last one? I said, I'm not telling you. And they said, well, you have to. I said, okay, well, you got a point there. The last one is this dark purple one with all the red blotches on it. And they went, oh, that doesn't sound like it's going to be good. I said, no, I don't think it's going to be good at all.
And they said,
which one is it? And I said, that would be Carolina Reaper.
Oh, that should be fine.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That should be fine.
Yeah, no, that should be fine.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Oh, no. Oh, he's,
no, fucking, he's with fucking with buttons.
I'm gonna mute him. Yeah.
Jersey's not good with buttons.
No.
He's not good with buttons.
Turned into a bitch fest. Oh, damn.
Carolina Reaper flavor. Oh boy, Reaver. Yeah.
Reaver.
Carolina Reaver. We need a 2-minute warning before Jersey. We have been drinking.
That's, yeah. That's.
I'm taking that as they need to be drunk in order to see him. I just took that.
Yeah. I'm taking it as they are drunk and that it just killed their buzz.
Oh, he left.
And he
left. Oh, no, he didn't. He's still here.
He's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
He's so fucking weird. I don't know what his fucking problem is.
Happy New Year, Dan Johnson.
Dan's in.
Yeah, AJ, I wouldn't eat them in delicate condition. No.
Mike Hall is new, right? At least that for...
sounds like a new name.
Yeah.
On the plus sign, your sinuses would be killed. I mean, cleaned. Oh. Yeah, cleared. Yeah, could be worse. No. Like, I'm good. Sriracha, maybe jalapenos. It's about as hot as I get nowadays. Acid reflux is a fucking thing. And it does not like to go away. No matter what kind of medicine I take, it does not like to go the fuck away. So I really tend to stay away from hot stuff now in my life because fuck Ogre and his douchey doucheness.
That was really mean. You're a
fucking word I said, did you?
I was trying to ignore you.
Dog-faced gremlin. Who's that? Excellent. Who's dog? Who's the dog-faced gremlin? Come on. Come on.
I don't know. I just saw something.
Who? Come on.
Mike Hall said something very important. And
I'm sorry to see that, Mike Hall.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean, Ogre's not really a Red Sox fan anymore anyway. So, I mean... he doesn't follow baseball at all anymore.
The only one on the show that doesn't follow baseball.
I'm just saying Tom Brady's not on the team. He's not sucking the dick anymore of the team. So, I mean, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit.
You realize Tom Brady was never on the Red Sox, you piece of shit.
Are you finally realizing that?
I fucking hate you. Fucking hate you. Oh, my God, I hate you.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh.
It's all right.
Two balls in a not raised right sack. Cheers, hey. Dads.
Okay, so they were talking about me, two balls.
No, you and I are both the balls in a not raised right
sack. No, I have two balls.
No, I know that you have two balls, AJ. Jersey.
Ogre only has one.
Jersey tells
Whiskey
me.
Whiskey Uncensored, I think you need to add another ball.
Oh, my God, you're such a fucking moron.
Because I have two. Ogre only has one.
Oh, my God.
Because he's a big, dumb idiot.
Oh, wow. Look at what Mike Hall had. I'm going to guess that he's one of those new.
Tom Brady blows Gronk.
Wow. You're switched again. Why does
you and I? Because you're supposed to be on this side, you big dumb fuck. Can I go over there? No. Oh wait, we can do that. How do we do that? Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that in their lives. Is AJ on new meds? No. Not yet. Not yet.
So I had Jess, I was just running through our conversation to find the thing that I wanted to talk about here real briefly. I realized that you and I had an incredibly long conversation. It was really long. It was not, don't be a pervert.
Who was this?
This was me and Jessica Cole.
Oh, yes. Yes, you were trying to talk to us about this last night, yes.
Right. So
gloss right the fuck over that. Yep, exactly. I was trying to talk to you about it last night. Yep.
So, was it? Damn, there went my supper. Thanks, Ogre.
Woo!
Woo! I saw some notes here.
Add a Ned, you Ned, damn Ned, you each a Ned, and show is a sack.
I told you, you fucking moron.
Ogre's dumb, and he needs things explained to. He needs things explained to him sometimes. I tried to say to him that he and I were each the ball and that the show was the sack, but he just wanted to be a big dumb idiot.
I fucking hate you. I really fucking hate you.
It's okay.
You're a piece of shit.
All right. It's all right. Okay. So now because you were wrong. It's okay.
You trying to talk about something new here? Like,
well, Ogre's dumb. Continue with your story, Ogre.
Anyways.
Bye, Butcher.
Ogre's just dumb. Continue, please. Please.
Now there's a third Ned.
Wow, Pappy D said Fuck Knuckle is here. Hey, Butch. Jesus Christ. He called you Fuck Knuckle.
Holy shit.
That's good.
Sorry, Pappy gonna one-on-one me in Shiv 2.
Oh, shit.
Steam called me Fuck Knuckle after that. What now?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Continue.
Ogre is definitely dumb. Thanks, Jersey, the guy that can't fucking figure out his audio. I'm the dumb one. Good job, buddy. So, Holdra Draco. So, I'm a member of Voice Plays Patreon page two, but I don't...
Draco like Draco Malfoy?
Yes, like Draco Malfoy.
Oh, Draco.
So, Jessica let us know, because she's also a patron at Voice Play. Holdra Draco, who's, a big deal patron on Voice Plays Patreon, said someone asked her or him, I think it's a her, who her favorite reactors were. So here's a short list. And then she goes, there are many, many other reactors, but this one's on my list. And she reads off her educational reactors, which, by the way, we are not on that list.
We are so. We're just really far down.
And there's 13 people on that list.
Way at
and
the then bottom.
As far as her entertaining reactors, there's DJ 410. And then there's us.
Like the shocker.
We ain't Raised Right podcast. Yes. As far as entertaining goes, I'm going to have to go check out DJ 410. I got to figure out what the fuck he's doing.
How the fuck are we number two?
I don't know.
We're the most entertaining fucking bunch out of everybody. How are we number two?
In fact, I would say that based on Butcher's participation, we're the most educational.
Arlene says DJ 410 is a hoot.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to have a hoot.
AJ, you left a cold hoot. Cure on Discord. Oh, left me a cold cure on Discord? Oh,
okay. Oh, that was the tea that she was talking about from earlier.
Everybody, Happy New Year's.
Happy.
Happy New Year.
Fucking
yeah,
New
yeah, whatever.
How many years are you going to be happy having this?
All of them.
Time every single one.
All of them. They're all happy.
All right.
Because I survived another 365 days.
Okay, he's way past half. Anyways, I thought that was really fucking cool that we've been doing this for... 6 months, almost 8 months, actually. I guess beginning of January will be 8 months. And we're somehow on the list of somebody who's a big deal over at Voice Play.
Hey, man. I don't even know what to say to that. Again, it's another thing that's happening this year in a short amount of fucking time. That just fucking boggles my mind.
Hold on. Yeah, I was about to look at that. Russian fashion model chiropractic videos.
Whoa.
Yeah, you should check out Dr. Bo Hightower, too.
Oh, yeah. He's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's the dude with the fucking hammer.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to find a chiropractor with hammers. But
was he smashing Beatles?
No, he takes this like stick. And on the end of it, it's got a rounded end, and he puts it in sometimes really inappropriate places, or looks like it's really inappropriate places, and then he takes the hammer and he just goes,
and then he says, lift your leg, and somehow they lift their leg higher.
Yeah, like they're laying on their stomach, just using women, because that's the one that I remember immediately seeing. It's a wrestler.
Of course it is.
No, it was a wrestler. It's a female wrestler. I just can't remember who it is. I want to say it's Lana. Actually,
pelvic adjustment.
She lifted her. He said, "Lay down on your stomach and lift your left leg up." So she lifts her left leg up, and he kind of like marks here, just using his hand. Right. And then she lifts, and she puts that one down, lift up your right leg. She lifts up her right leg, and it's like lower. So he goes, okay. He takes this fucking club hammer. And yeah. hammer and just bop, 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 on the inside of her fucking like area almost. Yeah. And then all of a sudden he goes, put your left leg up. She does. Put your right leg up, and it's touching. And it's like, what? Yep. The fuck did you just release?
He had magic hammer touch.
What did you just release in there?
Magic sir? Hammer touch. We have a new euphemism.
I just loved the other day.
Magic hammer touch.
Yes, he did do Kentucky Ballistics. He did Demolition Matt. What jersey? What the fuck, dude?
My favorite when he, blasts them. Oh, I think he's talking about with the hammer. When, like, he's had a couple of male wrestlers right. on there. One of my personal favorite ones was Braun Strowman. Yeah. Braun Strowman on there. And he puts this fucking thing on the side of Braun's neck. Hello!
Happy New Year. Hello, Happy New Year. Now get out of here. Go. Goodbye. He told you to leave me alone. Go.
He puts the chisel.
Yeah.
On the side of Braun's neck, and you can see Braun like immediately, he's like, oh, shit. Like, uh-oh. What are you doing there? He goes, yeah, I'm just going to adjust. He's like, well, all right, go ahead. Do your thing. And bah, bah. And he's like, you can see how Braun Strowman is a rather large human being. And he's just like,
I watched that one, Tim. So I think my favorite that he does is when he wraps the towel around their neck. He has his assistant hold feet. And then just go, and you can hear it on camera.
Yeah, so I actually, one of those videos that I was watching, absolutely out of nowhere fucking topic of conversation here.
Yeah.
So apparently that is actually not a healthy thing to do for chiropractors.
I don't believe it. It looks like it seems awesome.
Because there is some, on one side, it's not the fucking jugular vein, but it's some other thing, some other nerve.
Yeah.
That's in our neck.
Yeah.
You have a lot of nerves in there.
But there's one specific one that like rip to your brain.
Yeah, a lot of them do that.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, all of them. All of them.
Neurologist majors, calm the fuck down.
If you're talking about the part of your midbrain that kind of droops down your spinal column, so that would be at the base of your skull. I could see it, and there's a couple of very, very important subsections of that gland. As a matter of fact, that's
From what I've seen, there's some nerve or there's some something that goes up the side. And it's just long enough. Like, it doesn't have wiggle room.
Oh.
Like, it has enough wiggle room for you to turn your fucking head. Shit like that. To be elongated could quite possibly have it snap or pop open.
That doesn't
sound good. It pinches. It's only a pinch of pain when it just, like, kind of, like, pinholes open. Yeah. It's a little bit of a pinhole, like, a little bit of pain. You don't know. Now, obviously, I haven't fucking confirmed.
Oh,
I thought that was a fucking ball sack at first. I was like, what are you showing me right now?
Jesus, we just got Christ. Banned from YouTube. Have a great day.
But I saw a couple of things where people ended up passing away from that. Okay. My topic is boring now. He's showing dog pictures. So
I got sent that. I can't help it, buddy. My brain goes in multiple places all at once.
None of them are appropriate.
Most of them not.
Most of them not.
Did you see Lane?
Yes. Overfound is not. Yes. He did lose it for a long time.
But. So I wonder about that. I mean, like, it gets done by multiple chiropractors. Like, I'm not.
It's something that apparently is also not taught in chiropractor school.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can hear you fine.
What? You just have a strunk? Anyways, it's not taught in many.
I don't think it's taught.
Good night, Pappy. Thank you for coming by.
Good night, Pappy. I don't think it's taught, per se. Okay. I think it's just something that chiropractors are like, hey, I saw something, somebody else fucking do this. Let me figure out how to do it. Okay. I mean, I'm assuming it's fantastic because you're holding yourself in place and, one person's holding you, whether it's from your pelvis or your legs, and then the other person is fucking slinking your whole fucking back, slinkying your whole fucking back. So I imagine that probably feels really good.
Is it like
really,
a slinky
really
or is it more like a bungee cord?
Maybe a bungee cord? Maybe.
I don't know if I talk.
Fix that thing. Look. Plug it back in and put
it back. Jersey said that his cousin is a chiropractor. I knew this, though. His cousin is working. They said that it's not taught. One chiropractor calls it a ring dinger. Well, I bet it fucking rings your fucking bells when it first happens. What?
Why are we what?
Is anybody else hearing an echo?
No. Nope, I'm good.
I'm completely fine. I don't hear shit.
No, what the fuck is going on then?
I'll be back.
Mine just kind of flipped. Okay. Mine just kind of flipped out and my volume went completely out.
Lauren, happy day.
Yeah, there's my wife. Didn't think she was going to be hopping in here because she is minding the children right now.
Well, she just stopped in to say hello.
Yeah.
If something comes flying in. Oh, hey, it's just me now. Hi. It's going to be fun. So, yeah. How's everybody
I'm
doing?
Not going anywhere. Oh, okay. I'm not going anywhere.
I got scared.
I talked to them about this beforehand. I told them I was like, I'm only going to be on for an hour.
I thought I was going to need an adult. I thought you guys were leaving.
Well,
me.
I always need an adult.
I need a more adultier adult.
Well, here comes Ogre.
That's better at adulting things than me. Is it the rapture? If it was just me on the show, probably would have been the rapture for a little while.
Well,
I would have just stared at you guys.
I are getting called up. So don't worry about that.
I think I would have just stared at the what is an adult? Arlene?
That's a good question.
I've been told that I am one, but I mean
it's a magical creature that knows
other people who claim to adult have called
I've
me.
I've met an some
adult.
Of those
people. Well, I mean
I've met some of those people. They're full of shit.
We definitely are full of shit.
I am back, Catherine. I'm very excited. All of a sudden decided it was going to start playing the stream.
I am very happy that we are have 27 people here.
Yeah, me too.
30.
Three
must be on Twitch.
Yeah. Oh, 33. Okay.
Three must be over on Twitch.
I just want to say, I know we said it last week, but I'm just going to say it again now. we are very, very thankful that you guys find us
entertaining,
intriguing in any fucking way at all, and that you continue to show up and come around and talk to us and allow us to talk to you for 3 hours.
I'd like to think that in beginning this idiotic venture that we made a lot of lives happier, not just our own, and that
Well, I mean, because we're the funniest fantastic. People we know.
They're fucking fantastic.
That is true. That's true. We're the funniest people that anybody knows.
Don't be nice. Ogre will tell you to fuck off. Yeah.
That's true.
That's 100% true.
He has, on occasion, told me to fuck off, which is okay. I have earned it in those cases.
Oh, she drew another. That's right. Jessica. Dude, she put it. Sorry, go ahead. Keep talking.
No, I'm saying that, you know, you're not afraid to tell me what's what when you need to tell me. That's all.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck your mother. Right there. Yeah.
Whoa.
Your mom's box. What? What?
That's not saying much, AJ. You guys don't know very many people.
That's actually not true.
Kiyoshi, on the 1000% contrary to you, sir, I honestly know a lot of people. I just don't associate with a whole lot of them anymore.
It's because they're scumbags.
Yeah, I feel it's safer.
Well, I mean,
I feel it's safer.
I'd rather be friends with the people that are putting people in the crawl spaces than the other way around.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to be their friends.
I want to be their friends.
So much as their acquaintances that they
create. Biker.
Their
Friends.
We absolutely are. Absolutely. Okay. How did you guys meet, by the way? Okay, so I will say this, as I am the focal point or bridge, I guess, between everybody.
No, not Butcher.
What I do?
Fuck your face and shut up, asshole. Anyway, so I met Butcher when I was about 11 years old. He was friends with my older brother.
I was 14.
Yeah. And then,
oh yeah, I regular
9 years later.
Oh, definitely.
I met Ogre.
Mm.
Yeah, I was 20 or 21, depending on when it was that you came.
Wow, out. then I met Ogre a lot sooner than I thought.
Yeah, you met me in 2001. No, yes, no.
Okay, so then yes. No, then I am generally right. We were at
South Haven.
Well, I know that that's where he was, but during that period of time, that was like Suffolk Community days.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Okay. I was right.
That was roundabout then.
They told me to hide a flag, and I thought they meant to hide it, so I did. And I was yelled at because I didn't hide the flag in the open.
Yeah. And then I met Jersey. In 2000.
Yeah. Ma Kettle.
Probably.
Do we know Ma Kettle?
I know Ma Kettle's name is, I believe.
I know the name.
Okay.
Do infants have as much fun in infancy as adults do in adultery?
More. Infants have so much more.
It feels like a loaded question. A loaded question.
I feel like Butcher might not be reading the question completely.
Adultery.
Oh. then no. In that case, no. No. They do not.
Oh, it's Rose Fall says, what's that white stuff you drink?
Have we Get, ever
cum. It's a humongous goblet of cum.
Jesus. Did you milk the horse out back or what?
No, it was the bull. But
having some of them Rocky Mountain oysters.
No, just the product of them oysters.
Just the product. Ogre out there with the leather sleeve, like, come on, Billy. you gotta fill that cup.
Wait. The three of us, have we dated the same women? Not between the three of us, no.
No, not between us, but we have dated the same women that we're with now.
I don't think that's what he means.
I don't think so.
Have we dated the same people? Like,
I don't. Yeah, the four of us have never dated the same person. We have never dated the same female.
Not dated.
Not.
I mean, we've
not dated.
AJ and I have dated the same male. He's not on the show right now, but he usually comes on at around 10:45 every Sunday.
And that was a.
I'm not sure I'd call that dating so much as just fucking spilling him.
Separation. Yeah, separation.
Big separation. It was a bit large, very large.
I love
probably too large.
Oh, gross, Kiyoshi. Oh my god, that is disgusting. Oh, he's gonna
enjoy it. Well, now I think he's in his car.
Or no, he's in a parking lot.
No, I'm in the parking lot. You sick bastards.
What did I do?
I leave you alone for 10 minutes.
Quit fucking your phone and just talk, you dickhead.
I said I leave you alone for 10 minutes and we're talking about how Ogre's jerking off the horse in his backyard.
No. There was a better one. This is a bottle of Snooky milk. Oh, I'm sorry.
Jersey sent him
a bottle of what Snooky milked out of him.
That's right. So he's drinking my cum.
That's the gist of it, Jersey. That was the joke.
Yes, I know. How's it taste, Ogre?
Any lie detectors in the crowd?
I need a glass of hydrogen peroxide.
I would say I'm a pretty good gauge of liars. Mm-hmm. I'd say I'm pretty good gauge of it.
I'm pretty good gauge of it as well.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah.
I think I am. Mm-hmm. Not counting my kids, like talking like real life.
Kids are easy, though. They do the exact same shit you did, and you're like... I've seen this shit before.
Well, you don't.
I've seen this in the mirror.
Who the hell are you talking to, kid?
How did you know I was going to do that? Because I've already done it 17 times before I was your age.
I don't drink alcohol, but my family uses pop, soda pop, depending on where you are.
Yeah. Some folks call all soda Coke.
It's true.
Yes, that is true. I have heard that.
Some people say, get me a tab, and they go, look, buddy, you haven't even ordered anything yet.
Okay,
dad jokes from 1979.
Okay, I mean, it's better than his dad.
It was 1985.
I'm pretty sure Tab came out in 1979.
It's been around a long time.
Back to the Future came out in 1985, and that's when he went back in time to 1955 and said, hey, can I get a tab at the diner? And the guy says, what do you mean a tab? Buddy, you haven't even ordered anything yet.
I hate you, and I think you should shut up.
Screaming.
Uh-oh.
Gotta go, boys. Bye.
Patient is screaming. That's all I heard. Patient is screaming. Lane, did you see that? I don't give a fuck look in his face? He was like, all right, I gotta go.
It's business at this point. There's no emotional attachment.
Whoa.
It's good for him.
Yoshi likes grabbing a double penetration, is what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper is the only soda that matters anyway. So I always say, grab me a DP. You know, there was a female wrestling announcer who got fired for saying stuff like that on live TV.
What, double penetration?
DP. Really? She's talking all about DP, and then she said, I love DP. I absolutely love it. I think it's the greatest thing in the world. And like 5 minutes after that show ended, she was fired. You can look it up. She got fired for saying that she liked DP. I feel really lightheaded.
Renee Paquette.
No, it wasn't Renee. It wasn't Renee. Brown hair. Renee Paquette is Ambrose's wife. That's John Moxley's wife. This one was a brown haired girl.
Brown eyed girl.
Shut up. No, not Mox's wife.
You're a fucking idiot.
I hate you. Shut up.
Fuck your face.
OJ, did you see
OJ.
Stuff coming out about... I saw something about Jericho with being arrested or something. I did not know it had anything to do with SA, though. I had no fucking idea that it had to do with that. That's crazy.
Are we not allowed to say that?
No.
Is that one of those hot words? Either.
Okay. Yes, it is.
Good to know.
We're not allowed to say that. SA. That's as far as we're allowed to say.
San Antonio?
No, go by what Tim said.
Okay, so, did you see the stuff coming out? Oh!
SA.
Yeah. SA.
We're not allowed to say that either.
We're not?
Nope.
That's kind of weird. It sounds like more of like a legal term.
It is a legal term.
It's something that is viewed as... Fuck maybe YouTube. You shouldn't say that.
Fuck YouTube in their butt.
You know, I gotta like... All right, so... All right, maybe I shouldn't talk about this on the air. We can talk about this in private. Let's remember.
So I have
this.
Two things for you gents come January. So in 3 hours, you have two things for us?
Ooh, speaking of 3 hours, we've got, it's not. I guess it's technically our first video of 2024, our first React video, but it is at 12:01. We're dropping a React video, and AJ, you're the one that brought the song to us. So you guys should check it out. It's a really good one. It's an a cappella group that are Irish.
Oh! Yeah. That's a wonderful...
What were they called, AJ?
I just blanked on the group. Dude, I'm telling you, my
fucking... Not gonna lie, I drink a lot of water.
My brain is fucking swimming right now. I do not just drink water, but I am actually starting to incorporate water in my life. That's not brewed... through coffee. I'm actually starting to really drink a lot of water now.
I actually drink close to a gallon of water a day.
I usually drink about 3/4 of a gallon of water somewhere right now.
Like I will suck down a lot of water. Like
I bet you will suck down a lot.
I have this that I'll fill like 6 or 7 times just at home.
Yeah.
That's not Ogre likes sucking down a lot of
work. He sucked.
How are you going to turn my joke on me, you fucking piece of shit? I hate you, AJ.
Because are there any videos of singers at the chiropractor? Lane, you must be a fantastic person to hang out with just to listen to you. Just to listen to the things that come out of your mouth sometimes. Like, the things that we see you write is probably nowhere near the amount of stuff that comes out of your mouth. You're just like,
yeah. That's the tip of the iceberg. It's the tip of the iceberg.
That's how Ogre gets Char on his knees, lies, and tells him his dick dispenses water.
This, I'm not listening to you. This is 49.
Yeah, I'm not listening to me either. I'm saying what Kiyoshi said, you fuckface.
Okay, big fuckface.
Oh, that's not nice.
Oh, whoops.
I was swimming in my own brain yesterday. Accidentally took an hour lunch instead of a half hour. The amount of fucking times that I have done that.
You're an asshole. She seems like a respectable.
I'm not an asshole. I just got fucking.
Yeah, you are.
Happy New Year, Mike Hall. Glad you came by.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
That's awesome. Please,
definitely. I appreciate that you said that Tom Brady sucks. I'm sorry, blows Gronk. I love the fact that you said that. Mm-hmm. So, Mike Hall, feel free to come back whenever you want and just say that to Ogre as often as you'd like. Because that would
make. Ogre doesn't care anymore, happy. Though. He doesn't care.
Oh, anymore. No, he cares. He still cares. Mm. He still cares. He loves him some Tom Brady. Mm. You know who else loves Tom Brady?
Who?
Eli Manning.
Oh.
Yeah, but he, like, loves him.
Oh, yeah, he loves him some Tom Brady. Let's go. Gotta go. Happy New Year. We'll return eventually to
yes, we podcast. Just read that. Oh, okay.
Shut up, fuckface. I hate you.
Idiot. I God, don't you're like so you. Stupid.
I'm not.
Why is what's that stupid look on your face for, AJ?
Oh, I'm reading.
Stupid. That explains a lot.
He's concentrating very, very hard.
Yeah. It's very hard. He's very hard, is what you're saying. Got it.
Turgid even.
So when this show is over, my kids and I are gonna watch Godzilla and what's the one where he fights all the other monsters? It's on Netflix right now. I forget what it's called.
Godzilla, King of Monsters?
Yeah, I think that might be it. I think that's the one.
I'm watching the show.
I was guessing.
We watched, Kaylee and I watched the King Kong and Godzilla one yesterday.
Try Weird Al. I mean, I love Weird Al. I don't think there's a song that Weird Al has done that I haven't heard before. So
you'd be surprised because I thought the same thing. And all of a sudden I was like, whoa, he did that song too? Whoa. Whoa, he did that song.
Really stupid, and I'm only just stupid.
I don't like you. I really don't like you at all. I think that you're just a mean,
absolutely not true.
Mean, oh, yeah, black-hearted person.
That's that. Yes,
I don't like you.
I don't believe that. I'm watching a
butcher. Did I learn a new word from you?
I don't know. Maybe. What did I say?
Monarch.
What that's I asked scary. The other night about age, IQ, social, shoe size, or all being the sum total.
Turgid.
I do remember that. Old buzzard, I do remember that.
Turgid. Oh, yeah. That's not a new... That's not,
I mean, hotter on the hate train. Maybe. Is it just me? Lost count of...
No, he's just an idiot.
No, yeah, he's just a fucking moron.
He's just a big dumb fuckface who needs a fucking pitchfork through his goddamn temple.
Jesus! Wow.
Happy fucking New Year. Wow.
God. Oh, Ultraman. They have a new Ultraman on Netflix. Shut up, AJ.
Cold. Oh, that's nice. Sonya Deville is facing gun charges. What?
It's almost like if...
What the fuck is going on with wrestling right now?
It's all women.
No. Well, Jericho's not a woman.
Well.
He's not a woman.
I mean...
Why? Well, using a pitchfork to pop pimples now, eh? I mean, if you're looking at Ogre's head as a pimple, then yeah.
I mean, it's not a far stretch.
He'd lose the vacuum in that.
That is mean. That is mean.
That's fucking fantastic.
Came before the end of the year. That's true. Yeah, that's basically what's happening.
No, Kiyoshi, this is honestly, this is how Ogre and I usually are.
Oh, we yeah. Just, are you coming over tomorrow night, by the way?
I fucking don't know. Maybe. I'll see how I feel, dude. I don't want to get anybody sick. I don't want to get anybody sick.
You're a piece of shit.
I, what?
You're a piece of
shit. Called you a piece of shit.
What? You're a piece of shit.
What?
You're a piece of shit.
What?
Butcher just told you.
What?
He called you a piece
what?
Of shit.
What?
I called you right
what?
Now.
What?
You're not so cold.
What?
He called you a piece of shit.
What?
He called you a piece of shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you people?
So much.
Are you really asking me that question?
No.
No, you shouldn't. No. Just don't bother.
No, none of us are.
An old married couple.
We are none of us are prior military. Jersey is a former cop.
Yeah.
But then there was the charges. So,
well.
Yeah. No, I'm kidding. He didn't have any charges.
No,
there was that he's no. told us about anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, there's none. It just means that we don't know.
I don't think there is.
Probably not.
I don't think there's any.
I mean, he's not that smart.
We don't have the time to state what's wrong with you all. Oh, no.
No, there's definitely not enough time. I need really a full-time. I need a have. Professional therapist.
That's like time and a half full-time job.
Yeah.
Just following me around with a puppy.
She said, I think the wives are just a facade.
Yeah. Yeah.
While I think maybe my wife wishes that that were the case sometimes, it is not. It is the painful truth.
Yeah. The fuck was that?
Y'all remind me of us after we all got together to relive old times. Dude, that's what we're doing.
It's all the time.
That's what we're doing now. I mean, I was talking to the girls tonight during dinner, and they asked me about something. And I've said this a bunch of times more recently because they've started asking me more questions about when I was younger. And I don't remember which story it was that I was saying, but I said, yeah, this happened like 20. And then I thought about it again. I was like, this happened like 27 years ago. Holy shit.
Holy crap.
Like, goddamn.
I am fucking old, man. That one
recruiter was going home. Oh, yeah. Oh, what the fuck was his name? Sergeant Till.
Oh, that Sergeant guy.
Trump, he wanted me that in that fucking guy. Goddamn army bad.
Oh, yeah. Because you're
really bad.
Fucking monster.
Yeah.
Well, I grew up in the D.C. area. Yeah, infantry. Buzzard. Infantry. So there's lots of military range. Around here, and a lot of my friends went into the military, and then when they came back, they taught me that I needed to go hard in the fucking paint. So,
yeah.
Otherwise, I would not be able to take the
bullet. I had some friends that were in the military, but I did blue collar work for a long fucking time. So there was that and life lessons.
Yeah.
Learned me that maybe the cold side of life is an okay place to be.
Yeah.
It learned you, huh? It learned me.
Gotcha.
I hate you. Fucking you. I really hate you.
You just wish you had a fucking.
Dude, I'm gonna turn your head.
Hey, Ogre, you got a hold on. Just pause for a second, Ogre. Pause. You got like a fight bell on that little ding, ding, soundboard ding, ding, thing.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go. Here it is. Here it is.
In Jersey's mouth.
That is not ding, a, ding. That is not a fight bell.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
No, oh, that's a dinner bell.
Hit me this one.
Okay. All right.
Nope.
No.
That's not it either.
Maybe it's
So AJ, in 2001 I was a freshman in high school. So I was a freshman in high school in 94.
I was even further back than him, and Ogre is a year behind me.
Ahead of you.
Like you're a year older than me.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Let's see. 89 is when I was a freshman.
I was 9.
No, you're two years ahead of me then.
I started early too.
So I graduated in 95.
Yeah, fucking. I was 9 when Ogre was almost in fucking graduating high school. I was 9. He was in 9th grade when I was 9.
I had graduated. You were finishing 8th grade when I graduated high school. I said I started. I said I was a freshman in 89. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You were
y'all know how old my wife is.
So if I graduated in 93,
I know she's younger than me. I'm pretty sure she's younger than my wife too. Yeah. I want to say that she's like 26. Somewhere in there. Not that young?
No.
30.
She's 7 years younger than me.
Oh.
No. Then your wife is younger than his.
Then my wife is younger than yours. Okay.
No.
To answer your question, Shelly, I don't know about doing one specifically on just talking to the music artists.
Let the better halves run the show next week.
Not fucking happening.
Sorry,
never going to fucking happen.
No.
Never. Sorry. Not even if they wanted to. I wouldn't want to lose the thousands of subscribers that we will.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know about thousands, maybe a couple hundred.
Maybe 30 or 40.
30, 40.
Like the 30 or 40 that check in on us regularly?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, no. And in which case, we wouldn't lose like three.
I would have graduated 72, but joined the Navy my senior year. I almost said that. I thought that almost said the Navy SEALs, and I was like, whoa, you are a fucking badass.
With a beard. With a real beard, unlike you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we would love to do a fucking recording and throw it on our podcast and throw it up here on YouTube with talking to music artists. But I don't know if that's something that we would do as a separate project. First off, we don't have enough cachet yet.
Well, they just mentioned, Lane just mentioned Richmond. I just blanked on his fucking name.
Oh, Richmond. Oliver Anthony?
Oliver Anthony, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would totally.
I would talk to him.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, I don't know how to get in touch with him. He lives in the fucking woods. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to get in touch with him. I'm not saying that as an asshole thing. Like, he lives in the fucking woods. Like,
yeah.
Semaphore.
I don't know if he... I don't know if he actually has any fucking social media accounts or if it's all
Morse code
that do shit. Smoke signals.
I have a shirt with Morse code on it.
Smoke signals. Ogre likes to be bent over behind the tool house. What cool.
That? You know that one.
Oh, that's an O.
And that's the same, and that's the same, and that's the same. So what word begins with no and has two letters that are the same right after it?
Boss? Oh, begins with an O.
You're an idiot.
Two letters.
Classified.
Off! So if those letters are F, what's the first letter of the top word? It's the same. It's an F. It's a four-letter word. What do you think my shirt says in Morse code, stupid?
I think you're right, Rose. I think he was just rubbing his nipples. I think you're right. All right. Good Lord.
Whoa.
Who said 1993? What happened in 1993?
That's when I graduated, stupid.
Oh. Is my phone behind here?
Are you stupid?
Oh, no. Yeah, my phone stopped.
You're so
my
stupid.
Phone stopped. That's why.
You're the dumbest motherfucker I've ever seen.
I don't
seen.
Like you at all.
That's not true. You love me. In that way.
All right.
We need tassels now. You hear that, Ogre?
Ogre needs tassels.
Tassels. Assignment for next year.
We'll buy them. First paycheck of the month, we'll buy them. So, goddammit, Ogre, I'm trying to eat, you fucknut.
Glad we could choke you. I mean,
I am not eating any of those tonight.
Oh, yeah. You should be able to tonight.
I will fucking end your life.
No, you won't. That is not
slowly.
Even.
Slowly.
I will end your life.
Slowly. You don't.
It's not even remotely possible.
Okay. From where I am, you're right.
Miss Cole.
It's not remotely possible at any time.
Okay.
Not
pasties.
Ogre
likes
them.
Pasties. Especially when they're located on other men's genitalia.
That's very true.
Then he really like, oh, how's that come? Is it good?
By the way, could you imagine us interviewing somebody like Jeff Castellucci? All over the place we would be.
Oh, God. You still have the dwarf costume? Where are you? Where where is it? Did you
Yoda, do all four you of them? Could play the part of.
Then I jump in. AJ, why the fuck would you ask him that question? What the fuck is your problem? Shut the fuck up, Ogre, you piece of shit.
And he'd be like,
I'm really sorry, Jeff. I'm really sorry. They're mostly professional when they're not on the show. And by that, I mean I'm completely lying.
First thing I hear is Butcher needs tassels.
Patreon not covering.
What the hell, Patreon?
Speaking of our Patreon.
Well, I mean.
Go join it.
I was going to say.
We do behind-the-scenes stuff on there. And that's for the lower tier. And for the higher tier, we put the after-show shit on there. And it's good stuff. And
so I have a question. This is something. Shut up. This is something that I was talking to the guys earlier about. And I think that we've asked this question. Hey, Don, Happy New Year.
Hey, Donnie. Happy New Year, Don.
New Year from
I would totally I would say so Jeff what do you think about this for calling your low notes this cast a loosener. What do you think?
Your thoughts. I gotta say that I don't think that's a good one.
What do you say if I continue to do it any fucking way?
Well, I mean, it is your show. I mean, you can say whatever you want, but I'm just saying that I am not a fan of it.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, so you're wrong.
Who all in the chat are gamers? Gamers.
Gamer, they play video games.
How many people who are gamers?
Who's into gaming?
I will not be on long as we are. Peter,
yeah, Shelly watches me.
No worries.
I understand why you're on now.
Fight simulator only. Well, so
this beat three.
Yeah, Eric. I mean, Ogre just automatically thinks. He gets excited. When he hears that word.
I think of gaming the merciless.
Wow.
All right, so you guys know that Butcher streams on Saturday nights.
Yeah, I got a couple of people in here that are regular.
And Jones says he dabbles.
Well, if anybody would like to come into the Discord, AJ does want to murder Ogre tonight.
No.
If anybody wants to come into the Discord on Saturday nights, depending on whatever game Butcher is playing, maybe you guys can get in and play with him or whatever. But we were talking about it earlier, and it's more of a, I guess, depending on what game it is that he chooses kind of thing.
I can, if there's three people, two people even, that have one game they want to play, I'm down with changing what I'm going to play. Flexible in that way.
That's not what I've heard.
Question, would it be okay
with I'm just not flexible.
Yes, absolutely. Put it in. Put it in, Shelly. You don't have to ask them. Just put it in.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you can.
Wait, what?
Don't you guys play with Butcher? I stream my own channel on Saturday.
Yeah,
night,
he does his own thing. I wanna
What was that?
Farming simulator.
Hey. It's a fun game.
Yes.
Don was responding.
I do a Planet Zoo and a Planet Coaster.
Because
it's a day that ends in Y, yes. And it starts with another letter, so yes.
That's usually how the days work.
Yeah.
Arlene, I love having playmates.
I know you meant that, like...
I said it how I meant it.
Okay, it was like...
He said what he said!
I said what I said. Listen to what I said because I said it.
I like having playmates.
Damn. We haven't had that person jump back in recently, have we?
Which person?
The person who was
angry. Oh, no.
Something.
Yeah. No. No.
Private chat that because I'm not following.
When somebody was causing shit about the
Pentatonics. Guys, I never played Cyberpunk 2077, Tim.
Our other Pentatonics fans were like, hey, it's okay if people don't like Pentatonics.
Oh, that one.
And that person went, fuck you. She didn't say fuck you, but she basically was like, fuck you.
I said what I said. Honestly, Tim, it drew my attention.
And Kiyoshi calmly pulled his hammer out.
It drew my attention, but at the same time, I was, Eric, that's what got me was the reviews. The reviews and knowing other people who had it and that were playing it and that were streaming it and everything and the other Discords. And they were like, it was a cool concept. It was a really fun sounding idea. And then the game came out and I played it for an hour and went, why the fuck did I just pay fucking 50 or 60 bucks for this game? So,
I heard so many people do that.
Is it still $60 though?
No, I don't think so. But it's I wouldn't. I'm not gonna.
Yeah.
Go out and buy Cyberpunk.
I honestly have so many, and it's just I have so many fucking games already in my Steam library that I don't play. I can't. Like if it's like if I find like a $20 game that's on sale, I'll grab that.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Donnie. Thank you for jumping
in. Good night, Don.
Happy New Year.
But have a great safe new year.
Like, I'm not one to buy brand new fucking games and dropping $40, $50, $60 on a game.
It depends on what it is.
If it's a $40 game and it gets really fucking awesome reviews, then I'll be like, all right. But like $60 on a video game is like,
yeah,
I'll just wait for it to be on sale or I'll go somewhere else.
I do not have Scum.
Yeah, Scum was just recently on sale. It was like 17 or 18% off. I don't know if it still is.
He wasn't ready to. I mean, he was ready to, but like, I don't think it was. I think he was waiting for the proper moment, and the person never quite crossed that line. So.
Oh, with the hammer? Yeah.
He was hoping to flex that strength that he had, but the person did not rise to the level. And for that, I appreciate his discretion. As it were,
alcoholic. I don't know if you're talking about the game, Lane. I don't know because I've never played it.
Scum is $19, and then there's
$19
like,
right now.
Yeah, and then there's like a whole bunch of DLCs.
Fenric Chick says I currently play Baldur's Gate 3. I also play TTRPGs. What is TTRPGs? What is that?
Total tits
role-playing
games?
No.
Tata?
Tabletop, thank you. Tabletop RPGs. Okay. So like D&D, Vampire.
Shadowrun.
Star Wars, Shadowrun.
Warhammer 40K.
Paranoia.
Okay. I just wasn't... Good night, Danielle. It just wasn't... White Wolf, yes. White Wolf, yeah.
Thank you for stopping by, Danielle. Hope you come back. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Ogre is such a deer.
And it's D&D.
All of those except Warhammer 40K.
Yeah.
The Fine Retreat does not play 40K. That's fine.
Yeah.
I started playing D&D in like 88, I think. I was like 8 or 9. And then the last time I played D&D, 2015.
Have you, and I hate to even say.
21 for me.
Have you seen some of the crazy fucking dice they have out now?
Yeah.
Some of them are fucking like gorgeous. Like I've seen these like basically like jewelers making these D20s. They're like, I want to put them in a case.
Mm-hmm.
Show them off. My kids got dice for Christmas that have like little floating eyeballs in them.
That's awesome.
Crazy.
I haven't gamed in a while with everything going on, but I will game again to kill Butcher. Smiley face.
Come and get me. I love it.
That fucking sounds like a goddamn gauntlet dropped right there.
If I have enough,
she's watched him play for the last few weeks. She knows he sucks.
She's seen me. She's seen me suck, and she's seen me do really well too.
I've also seen you suck.
You're right. You have.
I don't know what I missed. I don't want to repeat it. Leave it alone. Just leave it alone. I don't know what that was. But yeah, it was something weird.
You know exactly what it was.
You know what
it Yoshi was. Everybody has seen you suck, Butcher.
It's on his only suck page.
It is. It is.
I thought we were going to drop that link after the show was over.
Oh, no. He said he needed the money, so.
I have a D19. No need to be critical. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
RPG dad joke.
That's pretty awesome.
Someone needs to create you guys. Oh, Sims. Okay.
I wouldn't have a house.
I was gonna say I'm pretty sure
burning down all the fucking time.
If the four of us, because I know that Sims 4 is free right now, you can get it's a free game on Steam. If we did that, just the house would be burned down. Somebody would start something and then be like, oh, let's fucking
go here and do this. Wait, I think I left the stove on 2 weeks ago. Come back to a burnt out husk. Oh, God.
Tim says, somebody says, let's go Rangers on Facebook. I don't know who that user is.
Well, let's go Rangers. Are they winning right now? Are they playing right now?
Tim says, no, he's gaming on Atari 2600. My first gaming system was Pong. My second one was Odyssey.
I remember Pong. I had like a Space Invader game that I had on my father's computer.
Yes, Lane. A goblin can become a were creature.
I do not see. So I'm guessing they are not playing. I don't see any alerts or anything.
No, not well. They played last night.
I have absolutely. Yes, Rose. I played Zomboid. I played the shit out of Zomboid for a little while, and then it just got repetitive. And yeah,
degenerate chat.
Don't fucking tell me what to do, cocksucker.
Oh, Dan said that he was going to be here, but. I guess he's not here. Oh my God.
Oh, that is awesome.
Jersey.
That is awesome. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, love to be able to take over one of those.
Why?
One of those Shiv 2 servers.
Coming soon. Several times.
Oh, so fucking disgusting.
Sleep well.
Sleep well.
Someone I know burnt our houses down making an egg omelet. So I forget the name of the game. It's another like survival game. RD and Orez and I were playing it. It's gotten a couple updates since.
Do something with your screen.
But you. Who?
You.
What's wrong with my screen?
It's doing like a little fussy shit.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, so we were playing a game, and it's basically like you get dropped off at this planet, and you have to complete a mission, and then you get back in your
little You're talking about Lethal Company.
No, that's a fucking awesome game, though. That was fun as fuck. For $10, that shit was fun as fuck.
I bought it.
It's not DayZ. It's a space game. But you land on a planet, and you can build buildings. You can build houses and shit like that. It's like a survival game. But when the game first came out, it was like you would go to the world, do the mission, and then take off, and then you'd come back to the same world to do another mission, and all your shit was gone. So you had to rebuild everything. It was like, that sucks. Like, that's kind of stupid.
Sounds familiar, actually.
But
there was a thing that game
Icarus. Thank you, Rose. Icarus.
Yeah. I didn't actually buy that. I had the trial and I didn't.
Yeah. Well, I was playing it one night and I don't know. Maybe Rose was there. Maybe. But we were playing and I was like, all right, guys, I'm going to step up and go refill my coffee. I'll be right back. So I walked away. And as I'm coming back, I sit down and I start putting my headset on. And I can hear RD that's what I come back to, him saying, So I look at the screen and I see the house that I had just finished building burning to the ground. So I unmuted myself at Discord and popped myself back on live on my other screen here. And I was like, so what the fuck's going on? And RD was like, I kind of burned your house down. I was like, what? I literally just spent the last 45 fucking minutes building that fucking thing. He's like, yeah. Well, apparently, grass in this game is really sensitive to fire.
Said,
what? He goes, yeah, I kind of just turned and my torch barely touched. Like it glitched through the wall of the house. And then he turned back around and the house was just pretty much engulfed in flames. And I was like, well, that's fucking annoying. We had a good laugh about that. We had a pretty good laugh about that. After I was like, what the fuck?
Burned my shit
about
down.
It for about 20 minutes. It was a good time.
It was good times.
Good times I had by all.
What happened to you at Home Depot, Butcher?
Well, all right. So this story is actually a little deeper than just Home Depot. What happened was the wife, doing a great thing, mind you, bought a piece of secondhand furniture from a friend. So sight unseen. Pays for it and everything. We just got to get the truck. Just got to get over there and buy it. They're like, pick it up kind of thing. So I call Home Depot and I'm like, hey, I need to rent your truck. They're like, well, we don't have our flatbed truck. We just have this box truck. I'm like, well, how much more expensive is it? They're like, so I don't know. Like, maybe like 10 bucks. I'm like, maybe like 10 bucks.
Awesome, Shelly. Awesome. That's fucking awesome.
Deep.
I'm sorry. Depot or deep hoe?
I'm sure it's deeper.
At any rate. So I'm like, all right, well, whatever. All right, fine. Box truck it is. It's better. It's raining. It'll be covered. Better in the long run, right?
Right.
Well, I get up there, and I'm pulling into the parking lot, and I see the flatbed truck. So I'm actually a little happy because now I'll get to save a couple bucks. I'm like, ooh, flatbed. I get inside. I'm like, hi, I want to rent your flatbed. And they're like, we don't have a flatbed. I'm like, yeah, you do. It's right out there in the parking lot. They're like, no, it's not there. The person who rented it never returned it. I'm like, so you're telling me I'm blind? You're telling me I didn't see your Home Depot flatbed truck?
No, you're delusional.
I didn't park right next to the fucking thing.
It sounds like that's what they're trying to convince you of.
Oh, yes. Gaslighting the fuck out of you.
Well, this young lady was a little flabbergasted that I would speak to her in such a way. She was like, well, and an old guy came up. He's like, she had no idea. It's, we know it's out there. I was like, well, then why can't I rent the thing? They were like, well, we don't have the keys for it. I'm like, wait. So somebody brought your truck back and didn't return the keys. Is that what you're telling? Tell me. They're like, yep. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense.
I don't believe you. I would have looked right at that old man and be like, I don't believe you.
Be your manager, fuck face.
Well, you know what? I'm here for the box truck. Anyway, whatever, I have it resolved. Oh, you're the butcher. Yes. So give me my truck. Let me get this done.
That's also my
train. So I'm
to butcher you.
Walking out to get in my now rented box truck. There was a Home Depot employee walking past me. Swinging a set of truck keys. I was like, hey, are those the keys of the flatbed? He was like, yeah. So you didn't check them in. They were in the trunk. I was like, oh my God. Okay.
Did you go back fucking in? Great.
No, I didn't go back in because I was so fucking annoyed at that point, and I still had a long way to go. So I was like, you know what? I have to get this fucking done. I have to get this done. Drive the truck over to this.
This is why my friends are smarter than me, because
you would have gone back in.
I would have gone back
in. You would have gone back in.
Wasted a half hour.
What? I am not. Nope. I don't want to spend all day doing this. I'll spend a couple extra bucks so I can get this just done. Just get it done. Fuck those people. Mm-hmm. Get to the person's house and I slide the ramp out.
Yeah, you did.
And, you know, young lady opens the door and, oh, hi, yeah, I'm here for the dresser, whatever. So I look at this thing and I'm like, oh, wow, it's really nice. And it is. It's really nice. It's solid wood.
Right.
But I'm going to move this son of a bitch, and I'm moving it pretty much by myself, and it's like starting to like come apart. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Did we pay for this? And she was like, yeah. Great. Help me get it on the truck. Oh, okay. And this young lady helped me get it on the truck. And it did get back into the house in one piece, which, on a good note, both of my boys helped me move this enormous hutch. I'll post a picture of it in the Discord. It's a big old natural wood hutch. Both of them helped me up with this thing. They helped me with this thing up the steps. Like,
excuse me.
It was actually kind of cool. But oh my God, Home Depot. I bring the truck back and I handed it to them. They were like, I think we can give you 10% for the trouble from earlier. I'm like, okay. Thanks. Dickheads.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fun at the Home Despot.
Always.
Oh,
AJ, I'm staring again. What was I staring at?
You're staring again. You as in.
Yeah, what am I staring?
Staring again?
I know.
It's a contraction of the words you and are. You are staring.
Closer.
Oh.
In the pee hole.
I don't have anything equally as threatening to
in the pee hole.
Pick up
under your nail bed, on your pinky toe,
I would be completely fine with you doing that instead of this fucking gigantic thing getting shoved into my fucking pee hole.
I thought you were going to say your nose.
No. I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's Home Depot. It's the store that some, and I'm not trying to sound like a dick when I say this, it's the store where some contractors can walk in there. And I know this was a famous thing, like funny ha-ha thing from a TV show.
Yeah.
But it's true in real life also. Where a contractor will walk in there and somebody will come over and be like, hey, can I help you? And they'll look at the person and go, I know you do.
Yeah.
And then the person from Home Depot goes, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And they walk away. And it's not the fault. I don't think it's the fault of the people that work in Home Depot or Lowe's. I don't think it's the fault of those people. I think it's the fault of the people who run Home Depot and Lowe's because they don't fucking train anybody. They don't train people. They're just, here's your vest and walk around. But then if you see somebody and they look at you, duck into a fucking aisle and then disappear through one of the tiles in the floor. And
yeah. Never fun. That's because at Home Depot they don't know anything. I'm not saying that Lowe's is like some...
I prefer Lowe's over... Shelly, I prefer Lowe's over Home Depot.
I way prefer it over there. They do hire contractors.
Yes.
They hire masters in their trade. Or at least they used to. I don't know if they still do.
Home Depot hasn't done that for a long time.
What I do is I go try to find the older woman or the older man who's looks mobile. Not like the ones that are just obviously there because they didn't want to be a Walmart greeter yet. And then I will go to them if I have questions because they are usually people that know shit.
Cool, Rose. Very cool. Catherine, real fast, I have my second monitor over there, so sometimes when I'm staring over there, I'm reading chat or whatever. Or I just kind of fall out into nothing because Ogre's talking and it's boring.
Mm-hmm. That was really hurtful. We have 7,823 subs right now. That's awesome.
Close.
I think in the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, we're going to hit that 8,000.
I hope you're right, but I'm tapping on.
I think you're fine. And I really think you guys should go check out, even if you don't check out our React video, you should go check out Cole McGinnis's Auld Lang Syne.
Yep.
Done in Gaelic.
It's very nice.
Oh, I showed it to my parents.
Yeah. Did they?
I started it off. I think that both of you are going to love this song. It's, I forgot the name of the song. Shoot me, whatever. I said it's the big famous New Year's Eve song. Gotcha. And my dad said the name of it. I was like, yes, that one. I just couldn't remember the name of it. But I said it's sung by this Cole McGinnis guy, and he sings it in Gaelic. And my dad went, what? I said, yeah, the whole thing in Gaelic. And you know, there's like an Irish horn or something like that in the song, and blah, blah, blah. I said, yeah, the video is like 11 minutes long. He's like,
there was an Irish flute.
Okay.
And a tag harpa or a towel.
Do you understand that I don't feel good and that my head is stupid? Swimming right now?
Okay.
Yes. Understand that and shut up. Anyway. So, yeah, they both watched it. And then my mom texted me back and said, that was absolutely beautiful. That man has a tremendous voice. Oh. And I feel like even though you guys are not professional song people, you did a really good job covering a lot of the points. And I said, thanks, Ma.
Oh, you sent her the React video. You didn't
see
the video.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you tell her that when she was done listening to our nonsense that the link for the actual video?
I did.
In the description.
If you want to watch the actual video and not us four being all over the place, you can watch the actual.
if you don't want to hear us going
ring all over the place, yeah.
But I think you guys should check that out. We have a song dropping tonight at 12:01 a.m. We absolutely appreciate everybody that joined the channel, but we've said it in multiple different ways. The way I say it is that the React videos are a vehicle so that we can do this show every night.
Yes.
And I appreciate you people way more than I appreciate any of our other subs, because we get to interact with you guys and we get to bounce off of you guys while bouncing off each other. And I absolutely, thoroughly, and completely enjoy it. And it's only gotten better by having you folks coming in here.
Clip button.
I agree with him. I agree with Ogre. He wanted to clip Ogre saying, I like you people.
Oh, I see.
God damn it. I like any of you. For the record, I don't like any of you.
It is there forever now, though.
I delete it.
True, Kettle, I'll see you later. Thank you very much for coming by.
Good night, Arlie. Good night, Ma Kettle.
Please come back.
Come on back. Come on back, please.
Happy and healthy. Happy and healthy. Happy and healthy.
Did you what?
No, I wanted to clip. Oh, he wanted to clip my
I thought he wanted. Yeah.
That too.
I mean, you can. What do you guys think of reactors that are reacting to other YouTubers' videos? I would love for other gigantic YouTubers to react to our videos.
Yeah. Like, it was really cool when a big YouTube channel clipped out just a little snippet of us talking about Oliver Anthony.
Mm-hmm. That was really cool.
So I'm actually a you people. What the fuck does that mean?
You just think about it and you'll get it.
Oh, all right. He's one of our people?
With your floating camera.
My camera's not. Oh, it is. What the fuck?
It's floating.
It's floating.
I saw it move because you did this with your hand.
You stop.
Nope. It don't
still
like
doing
you.
It.
Or it likes you too much.
Yeah, it really likes you.
I think it likes you too much. I think it likes what you've shown it since you got the camera.
Yeah.
So it's just going to follow you everywhere.
He can turn that angle like straight down.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's still moving.
It's still moving.
It's still moving. I just watched it go center you in.
Oh. Anyways. The best way, the easiest way and cheapest way to support us is to hit like, and comment on all of our videos.
True.
And if for Indeed. Some reason you haven't subscribed already, I know it's not for you folks that are in here, but some people do actually come back and watch our streams afterwards, which is also really out of this fucking world. To watch a 3-hour stream is after it's already gone is just,
yeah.
But that's the cheapest, easiest, best way to help us because it improves the algorithm and puts us out in front of more people. If you really want to help us, Patreon. If you want to help us more in a financial way, becoming a Patreon member.
Another free way to help is sharing.
Good point. Yeah. Too. That's my bad. Sharing.
If you're on any social medias, whatever.
Like, comment, and share.
Share the video around. Share the streams. Share. You could share the link for the live streams.
I think you're right.
Wherever. So, you know, but.
I mean, in fairness, Neo, I listen to the shows after they've posted on Spotify, and I do enjoy them as well. So
you stop it, Jessica.
Cut that out. Our first patron that no one made. Anyways. If that is a way that you could help us as well, if you want to, we're trying to get monetized.
What are we at right now?
I don't know.
We are subscribers or followers.
38, I think.
33. We need to hit 50. I think we got the time because Butcher's streaming now and everything. I think we have the time. I think we have the hours.
The only thing we don't have on Twitch is the subs.
Are we above 3?
We need 17 fucking people. Mm-hmm. We need 17 people
to
join us on Twitch. 17. And then we can monetize over there.
Yeah. Get on Twitch.
And is there a requirement since we're doing Facebook also? Is there a requirement?
Yeah, I think we need like 1,000 or something.
1,000 followers on fucking Facebook?
I think what so.
Does that count as our, the Facebook page that we have?
Yes. 1,000 followers on our Facebook page.
Okay.
You're good, Fenrir.
I have not seen it. I know you said Ogre, but I have not seen episode 5 yet.
Of
Reacher.
I'm liking it. So, but
I've liked it so far.
We're trying to end it so because some of our wives are looking at us. Not mine. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't like looking at me. So shut up, AJ. You like looking at it.
Looking at what? You don't like looking at fucking anything.
You know you like looking at.
Stay on target.
Anything that's about you, I don't like looking at.
But yeah, Patreon is new. I'm trying to put a lot of content over there that is exclusive to Patreon. We've stopped putting shorts on YouTube because those are going to be exclusive to Patreon only. Like the little behind the scenes stuff, that's going to be exclusive to Patreon. So we hope you check that out if you can. I mean, if you can't, that's fine too. We love seeing you here every Sunday. So
it's helped to make it a great year.
Yeah.
And again, Discord is there. If you guys are not in the Discord, you can find the Discord link in the description of the videos and the stream and along with the Facebook group and all of the other crap.
All of the things. Have you noticed that when we say do the things, it takes like 15 minutes now instead of like the 30 seconds it was before?
Yeah. Well, it's because there's so much stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I know.
Love you guys. You make Sundays fun.
I'm just making sure that I don't have anything to thank anybody for before we end the show. So, and we don't. So I just wanted to, but I want to make sure of that before I did it. So
Denali Cat is here.
Yes, she is.
In the Twitch. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, she jumped on. Oh, okay, cool. Very cool. Thank you. Nice. Loki was also, yes, Loki was good. Sorry. I could go on forever.
Yes, he could.
Shut the fuck up.
He really could go on forever.
AJ's going to say something really pithy and intelligent. He's not. But
just talking and talking and talking. And that's what Ogre does. He just talks.